proposed location of this building complex is the last open view of the dunes and beach as you come into Navarre Beach from over the causeway. It's the last one. If you build this complex, you will ruin the last open view and one of the main reasons hundreds of thousands of visitors have voted for Navarre Beach.
That's Rick Dillon, who was speaking at the Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting yesterday. That's kind of like their agenda review coming up for the regular meeting that's tomorrow. The boardwalk and event space and food truck court and small retail is and restrooms is not on the agenda for Thursday, but people got worked up on social media, and the people that showed up were very opposed to this, and they came and they expressed that opposition repeatedly, and let's talk about it a little bit. The thing is out to bid. Like, we've already sunk maybe almost $1 million into the design of this thing, and it's going to cost, well, I'll ask Brad Baker about that, but, it's out to bid right now, so, we're way, way, way down the road on this project. It's not that they can't say no, but we're well committed to this project at this point. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. So, Brad, why do y'all want to ruin Navarre Beach? I mean, what gives, man?
Well, I think it's an interesting topic, and I understand that people are passionate about it. It's not a new topic, and we've went through many discussions, board meetings, TDC meetings to get us to where we are now, which is a document that's out for bid after many modifications. We did bid it in multiple phases, so the board could choose which options they did want to go to because there was so much conversation about it when we put, we're going through the design on it.
Okay, so the event space could be separated off if they wanted to. The food truck court could be separated off. Parking lot
That's
is probably
correct.
A commitment. I mean, the project's got to have a parking lot. Doesn't make sense
parking
without one, right?
Parking and restrooms. Right?
Yeah.
Parking and restrooms are kind of combined because, there's several of the folks who were there yesterday have been asking us for parking out on the beach. So, and if you go, there's no way. Well, there is a way. You can do a parking garage, which nobody wants either. So,
right. Talk about ruining the vista, right? And the expense.
If you don't go, right. Very expensive endeavor. But if you don't go up and you want to add parking to the beach, then you have to go somewhere that there's a vacant space to put that parking.
Right.
So, we're limited on going west toward Pensacola Beach on what we could do with parking. We've made some improvements to our parking areas that are on the very numerous walkovers along the Navarre Beach so
right.
People can access that beach. So
the public accesses. Okay, right.
Yeah.
So
this component has as well, by the way.
Right. There's going to be a new
access.
There's going to be a new walkover. There's boardwalk on the one side, and then on the back side towards the golf, there would be a walkover among other things. What is the? Do I have it right? It's not quite $1 million so far into design for the two pieces. What's the anticipated? Go ahead.
If I remember right, we're about $300,000.
Oh, okay.
So far.
I got you. And
yeah.
So the rest of the design would be the finalization of the project. Is that right? Because I have.
Yeah, and then it could come anywhere from a variety of estimates. $6 to $10 million.
Okay, so the upper limit is around 10 for everything if they decide to go forward with everything, you think?
Yeah, because we scaled it back.
Okay.
There were some other on the original designs, I'll double check with Sabrina, but I'm just thinking it's in the $300,000 we spent so far.
Okay. I got a note from, I had asked Sarah for some information yesterday, and she said that the design for the parking lot and restrooms by Dewberry was $106,000. And the design for the boardwalk and event hall by Stoa was $716,000. That's where I had my number from.
I may have been on the parking lot. So.
Sure, but $6 to $10 million-ish for the completion of the project. And this is one of the main things I always want to make sure people are informed. The money that is going to do this project is 100%. You correct me if I'm wrong. TDT money. That's money that you could not use to do, for example, a road or a drainage project somewhere else. It has to be tourism related. Am I right about that?
That is the conversation I've been involved with. Obviously, it's a board decision on that action, but you are correct. Tourist development dollars, because we generate less than $10 million, and that's what people don't understand. The state puts all these hindrance upon local government. If we generated more than $10 million, this discussion probably would never happen, because we would be investing it in public safety, infrastructure, all that along that area. But we can't. The only public safety, and this was just approved last year with legislative changes, we can fund the lifeguards, which we do out of that money. So other than that, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about what it'll look like, but it truly is an event center that size for something out there. You know, whether you could do training events or mini conferences. We even had the one of the hoteliers out there say, you know, this is because we didn't want to interfere with their space, and it would be a compliment to them. They could bring in more conferences and all and use this space to align with their space. So, I mean, it wasn't just a willy-nilly that we come up with. We had many meetings and discussions about this. But it is tourist development dollars. And I know everybody was saying yesterday, spend it on other things. Well, unfortunately, we can't. We petition the state every year since I've been in administration and before that to amend that, to allow us to use that money. I mean, we can't even pay the sheriff's deputies out on the beach that are there. During, you know, we have a division that when school resources officers are out, they go down to the beach or they go to the marine. You know, we can't even pay them with it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, to my understanding, as, you know, having watched this conversation over the years, is we have this money. It has to be used for very specific things because of the constraints on its uses, because it comes from bed tax money. What can we do with it that people will benefit from, that they will enjoy? Well, here's something that we can do. And, you know, we go through this process, and now at the sort of 11th hour, people are very, very opposed. Brad, just one quick thing is the bids are out now. They're going to come back in early September. I think maybe September 4th is what I heard. I could be wrong. But there's going to be a follow-up meeting where the commissioners look at the bids and decide how much of the project, if at all, they want to do, right? So there is still a chance that the public can give input, and even Commissioner Wright said, I think we should probably have a discussion about this, kind of have a workshop about this. So that's still coming, right? The decision is not finalized yet, although we have already sunk a fair bit of money into this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the board could reject all the bids.
Yeah.
So it depends on how many bids come in and the time it takes us to go through them. It is September 3rd. You know, so there'll be no way that it'll be on the first agenda in September, but it could be that second one or the October one, depending on how long it takes and how many bids come in.
Got it. Very good. All right. Well, you know, there's a lot still to be said. I mean, I'll be talking about this morning because I think people care about it. But, you know, frankly, my short take was I thought, look, I can understand why if we were going to put an Alvin's Island out there, you know, I mean, I get it. People would be upset about that. But it's not that. It's very much in keeping with the design of the structures that are already there, including the pavilions down the way and the stuff on that already exists for the public that, you know, leads into the pier. So I was frankly surprised at the level of hostility to it, because I thought it was a nice idea. And, you know, since you can only use this money for certain things, here's something that you can do with it. Other stuff, you guys talked about the Legacy Lands Project, if I remember correctly. Out of the dozens of applications to have land rights basically downgraded to protect the land in perpetuity, you have three projects that are kind of have made the cut from the board that evaluated these things, and they're kind of in the moving forward phase.
Well, there are, I believe, 46 projects. So it was kind of twofold yesterday. The first one is we don't have enough money set aside to really make a significant dent. However, there's a lot of money being given out by the state of Florida and some by the federal government through the rural and family lands that if you have a local match, it really bumps you up the list. And there's been a lot of funding in primarily central Florida with the cattle ranchers are the big ones, very little row crop. But we are working on one now that we had offered a pledge to. It got prioritized and then got funded by 100% through NRCS, and they're working that now, pretty big farm in North Santa Rosa County. So the initial intent is to send this whole list to rural and family lands with a support letter from the commission to say this is the submitted applications to our county. This is the prioritization through the ranking that we approved in the legacy lands. Please, we have local maps that could go to this. Please prioritize these higher.
Okay.
Then the second phase was, you know, Commissioner Rao was wanting to show that we can be successful in this and help the people understand that it's a viable program. Let's take some small chunks that we might could do an easement over for $500,000 or less. So the next step is let's go get an appraisal, see what that looks like so we can determine how many acres we could purchase with that amount of money.
Okay. Oh, see, that makes sense to me. I did not realize there was the second part of it. I knew about the part you just said about looking for the easement, the cost, you know, how much would it take for these other projects. But basically, you've created a framework so that you can create more robust applications that are likely to get the attention of Rural and Family Lands so that they can come in and help. And, you know, with the incentive that, hey, we have money to pitch in if we need to, we'd rather not have to because you have a lot more money. But that you're basically working through the process of finding the money that's available to do some of this stuff. That's, you know, that's great. I love to hear that. The utility easement and the work at Milton Interchange Park, I will tell you, Santa Rosa County, and you don't know anything, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I mean, Shannon Ogletree and his folks are just killing it. You know, frankly, I live in Escambia County and I wish we could, you know, compete, you know, a little bit better, in this regard. But where are we at on this and what will it mean for the city of, for the folks in the vicinity of Milton and for Santa Rosa County?
Well, we're moving forward with that, and this item that was on there was to get the underground power, give the easement to FPL and move that forward, get them to install that electrical line. And then they're already doing groundwork out there, digging the basin to dispose of the starting the structural build of the cells itself. You know, we pre-ordered the equipment knowing that we were on a timeline due to the issues with the city of Milton and their capacity. So,
yeah.
You know, we're moving forward, and hopefully by the middle of summer, we've got something that we can flush some toilets for some economic development opportunities that are coming there, not only in the interchange park, but in the park just south of there, too. You know, we do have those hooked up to the city of Milton, and we had reserved some capacity for growth, but what is coming and projected to be up by the summer or fall of next year will exceed that capacity the city of Milton has. So we have to have a plan. And then obviously,
so just to make sure people know, so this is running power sources essentially to the wastewater treatment plant that you guys are building to support business in the two industrial parks off of 87. And this will make that happen, especially because with the stuff that's going on with Milton, and they're going to need a lot of their capacity for all the housing and everything else. Is that basically right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then we will have some capacity for that area along Highway 87 and some residential out there. Obviously, our priority is economic development, but
right.
We factored all of the lots that we have, all of the other, you know, there is some economic or industrial property out there that the county doesn't own. We factored in kind of the maximum capacity, what could happen on those. And then anything additional, we'll look to enhance it because that is, area is surrounded by water. You have Blackwater Bay, you have Yellow River, you have Blackwater River. So anything we can do to get people off of septic tanks is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Last thing briefly, because we only got about a minute left, but the RIBS project for effluent disposal on Eguilin for treated effluent that's coming out of the Midway Navarre area. This is where are we at? This almost done?
Yeah, we've got, went through the bid process. We have a contractor to start the kickoff of laying the pipe under the sound, which is going to be a big project. And then ultimately that's to get the effluent from Navarre Beach up to the Eglin's Rib, the rapid infiltration basin, in partnership with High Navarre Water, Midway, Gulf Breeze, et cetera, so that we can ultimately reuse water that is needed in the peninsula, but also get it out of the intercoastal waterway. So a really cool environmental project out there. I mean, ultimately, I'd like to get the wastewater treatment plant off the barrier island because, you know, I have a thought about barrier islands, but
Yeah, almost like we shouldn't have built there in the first place. Some thought along those lines.
From my emergency management day.
Yeah, you've seen enough of the build, destroy, rebuild, I'm sure, in your days.
Yeah.
Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. As always, Brad, thanks for the good information. Thanks for running the county, doing the job that's fairly difficult to do, to oversee all of the things. But I appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk to you again. And again, the meeting is Thursday, but we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.